Of course, when they went out to Hawaii, or if they went down south, they had a band with them.
So
that they could always, they gave the most wonderful sunset ceremony, mm-hmm. things, which was so impressive. And I've never forgotten the one in Hawaii where it was just slight raindrops coming down, and this band playing, and everybody was told, Jimmy saw that everybody put their glass down before they were allowed to stand at the railing and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. there was no nonsense there. And I can remember that in Panama when I went there, too, you know, with the Panamanian government and the Americans, which was quite a diplomatic maneuver at that moment, because the Americans and Mexicans were not. There was real tension there at that time. But Canada was always so well received, and
yeah, we didn't fret.
No, yeah. It was wonderful.
Well, would you, again, trying to think of your social connection with the Navy, would you have anything to do, for example, with arranging children's Christmas parties or this, that, and the other thing?
No, you see, the Navy do all those things themselves. And you are told to be at the places at set times, uh-huh. and so on. Some of the officers were simply marvelous, and they would, you know, arrange who would be Santa Claus and who wouldn't. And those things, some people really could throw themselves into it, but it wasn't really my place to do. I mean, you took an interest, definitely, but you didn't buy the presents that were given out to the children, or you didn't do it. I mean, I didn't, or any of the wives. It would be done by perfectly able
ship's company.
Ship's company.
Yeah.
Who would enjoy doing it?
Yeah. Now, I think we'll have to skip this bit where, of course, you're down to Mexico and Los Angeles, and then we'll even have to skip Washington, I think, unfortunately.
Well, that was when he was there with the National War College, which mm-hmm. was really a very high honor. You see, there are only very, very, very few Canadians have done that.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that you take a Cordon Bleu class while you're down there.
Well, I decided I better get a little education of one way or another, and some of them were off to Georgetown University, some of the wives.
Mm.
And I decided Cordon Bleu was more my type.
Yeah, and then next comes Korea. Korea breaks out.
That was the last day of the year's term there, and everyone said, "Where's Korea?"
Yeah.
This place had escaped the war college. They had gone into Tibet in their studies, and they'd gone all over the place, but Korea had not been in.
Dear, dear, dear. Well, let's skip now.
Then he went to Chief of Naval Personnel in Ottawa, and we had another tour in Ottawa, which
right.
was very interesting, too.
And then from there, he comes to be the commander here on the Pacific.
Yes.
Right. Now, you come here.
And that's when he was made admiral.
Right. Now, I'd like to get in just the last 5 or 10 minutes that we have on the social life, social position, duties, expectations, responsibilities of an admiral's wife. Now,
that suddenly was thrust at me, because within the first 2 weeks, Jimmy had to go back to Ottawa for some reason or other, some conference or something,
mm-hmm.
and I was left to entertain the British High Commissioner, Sir Archibald, and Lady Nye as house guests. Well, I didn't even know how the house ran at that moment. You know, we did have a cook and a steward, I should say that, but you know, what are you going to be able to do with the staff and such like? And I was still learning their capabilities. And they were wonderful. I saw the cook the other day and met him as an old friend.
Oh, well.
We always have remained old friends.
Yeah.
And the steward used to come and see me and used to give me a kiss. But never in those days.
Yeah. Oh, how very nice.
And we had been there for 6 weeks when, in May, the Governor General Vincent Massey arrived. and we entertained him at a luncheon party for 18. Mm-hmm. After all, I was not accustomed to entertaining governor generals. But he put us all at our ease, and I couldn't have had a more delightful guest. He admired the low flowers, and that his wife always liked low flowers at a dinner so that you didn't have to appear over the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
He thought the Salt Spring Island lamb was exquisite, etc.
Oh, how nice.
All those nice things.
Yeah.
And then when it came to the RCMP being at the door to escort him away, and motorcycles making a noise, etc., he signed the visitor's book. And I suddenly said something which was not on the agenda, and I said, you know, we have no pictures of this. Would you mind if I took a snapshot? And everybody practically stood at attention. Why was I saying such a thing? And he took me by the arm, and he said, Mrs. Hibbert, I always believe in recording these things. And we went in the garden, and the picture was taken.
Oh, how very nice.
Now that, you see,
Yeah.
It was a very...
Can I ask you a question here? You mentioned only one or two, and I know that while you're the Admiral's wife, there'd be a number of others. Does the Admiral get an entertainment allowance or something of that nature?
There was some entertainment allowance if it was an official guest after that.
Yeah.
Whereas all the people who like to come out for a weekend in Victoria, they didn't get we didn't get it for that. And
they just stayed.
And they just stayed.
And the bills would go up.
Yeah. And so it wasn't all for that way. However, it was very nice. We had the Admiral from the Seattle, 13th Naval District. He came and called and became good friends. And then his successor was Admiral Bledsoe, and we exchanged visits with them, which was all very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So just a moment. Minister of National Defense, Brooke Claxton, came out. Admiral Rollo Mingy, who was Chief of Naval Staff. Duncan Sands, who was Churchill's son-in-law. A large group of NATO journalists.
Good.
Admiral and Mrs. Lowe from, he was Western Sea Frontier in San Francisco. And we also paid a return visit to them in San Francisco. Now, mind you, Jimmy could always go down by ship. I had to pay my own way down always. Nowadays, the service people go by plane. Service plane, but I never went in a service plane the whole time Jimmy was in the service. And likewise, when we were out here and calls were being made, I always returned the calls driving myself in my own car. Now, that was not carried on. After that, for several years, cars were used by naval wives continually. But this was Jimmy's feeling that they should not be, of which I quite went along with.
Would you, at this time, incidentally, be the recipient of cards of officers of all three services being posted to Victoria or not?
Yes, yes. There would always be an exchange with the Army.
Yeah.
Of course, there's no Air Force here.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, we see them in Vancouver.
Yeah, I just
and sometimes they just they would come and sign the book, and there you know you wouldn't necessarily return that, but there were certain ones you'd have to return.
Yeah, I see. Yes, you have a lot of people coming in here. I see you have the Duke of Edinburgh, for example.
And we had the Duke of Edinburgh, which of course was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
To have had that opportunity.
Now, before the tape comes to an end, let me ask you this. In the post-war years especially, what would you consider to be the major difficulties you faced? as a naval officer's wife?
Well, I was always finding a house. You know, we went to Admiral's house, but otherwise we had to find our house. And the uncertainties of where you were going to live and how it was going to affect you and your children's schooling and all the rest of it, that was terribly important to me.
Was there anything you could do about this constant moving? Now, I'm thinking, for example, of drapes, to mention just one thing.
Well, you'd have to hope that the ones that you had before were going to go on. I know I had a trunk of them, though, that I always hung on to, hoping that they might use for the next place.
Yeah.
And eventually they became useful for the boys.
And did you have any special furniture that might be easy to move, something that would fit inside something else, or...
Well,
put it this way, when you bought furniture, did you buy it with the idea in mind that it was going to be moved?
Well, the only time we moved all our good furniture is when we took it to Ottawa, and then we came from Ottawa out here and had it here. So that was the only time we had our good. We had other things I referred to before that were made in Nova Scotia, and those were going along. In fact, while we were in Ottawa, I can remember we lent some of those things to another poor English officer who had nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was looked after there.
And a final question, perhaps, is your memories of the last day that Jimmy is Admiral when he leaves the Navy.
Well, we'd had wonderful, wonderful parties of one way or another, the June ball and the garden parties, etc., etc., and the last day, he was going to get up and just put on civilian clothes. And I had fortunately been let into this secret. And I said, oh, I think you should wear your uniform today. You shouldn't go without. So eventually he put on his uniform, reluctantly. And he had no idea at all, although they had been practicing ahead of time for this parade pass, march past. He had no idea of what was going to happen. But eventually they took him out, and he stood on a dais with the roadway below, and everybody in the command marched by. And the senior officer of each group came up alongside, and the band played, and...
Oh, dear, tears flowed, eh?
It was a very moving moment.
I'll bet it would be.
But
did you get any moving pictures of that, by the way?
I suppose the Navy have. I've got pictures of it, but not moving pictures.
Yeah.
And, in those days, of course, the Navy were taking, I suppose they are now, take pictures of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the early things should have been recorded better than they were.
What was your own feeling on, you know, now being a civilian again and being able to settle down? Relief?
In some ways, yes.
A letdown, maybe?
No, not a letdown. I didn't really mind. As Jimmy always said, I was never really an ambitious one. I enjoyed all the perks that came and all the things. Don't misunderstand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't always striving for more, by any means. That didn't matter to me somehow.
Yeah.
As long as we had a happy life, that was far more important.
But looking back again...
It was a wonderful life.
And, of course, you'd have no idea really what you're getting into. Again, going back to the time
when
you were a young girl.
I had no idea what I was getting into. And, of course, none of us knew that the war was coming or any of those, you know...
Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
My word, what really, when you consider it, what is it, about the quarter of a century? He joined up in 32.
He was in 33 years, wasn't Jimmy in the Navy?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that was what it was. But, of course, he retired due to ill health.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to judge accordingly, and we looked forward to what we could do and not what we could not do.
Yeah.
That became a philosophy as far as we were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that was... due to, I suppose there was a disappointment as far as he was concerned, possibly, knowing that he probably would have achieved the top rank.
Mm-hmm.
But it was never voiced.
Yeah.
But and there must obviously be that goes through one's head.
I suppose. I suppose. There was no thought of living anywhere else except in Victoria.
No, Jimmy had come out here in 1933, and he decided this was the place for him, so there was never any discussion about it.
Yeah.
And it has been the right place for us.
Yeah. And you moved into Shasta Place again, or...?
We fortunately had the little place out in the country. We had sold Shasta Place.
Oh, I see.
And we had... So we had this little place out in the country at Towner Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved out there. It was too small for us, which was fortunate, but it gave us time to think and where we wanted to live. And we realized we didn't want to live out there permanently, and that's when we built in Victoria.